Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1325. 6 Tips for Eating Healthy on a Budget by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. For a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it as we optimize your life. 6 Tips for Eating Healthy on a Budget by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. The biggest thing I hear from people is how they want to eat healthy, but it's too expensive. I used to think the same way until we decided to change our habits and focus on eating healthy on our budget. Once we committed to do whatever it takes to gain control of our budget, we started to dramatically slash our grocery budget. We went from spending $800 a month on groceries to $400 for our family of 5. How did we do it? We followed these 6 simple tips. Tip number 1, eat out of your pantry. How many times have you gone to your pantry or refrigerator and said, "I have nothing to eat"? This has happened to me so many times and led me to head out to the grocery store, get some fast food, or dine out. Most of us spend more money dining out than anything else. The best tip I ever got was to spend 1 whole week a month only eating out of your pantry. For you, it might make more sense to just do it for a few days at a time, depending on what your pantry looks like right now. If you go to your pantry and really look at what you have, I guarantee that you'll be able to make some healthy meals. They might not be the most exciting meals, and you might get tired of eating rice, beans, and tuna, but if you do this a few days a month, you will save so much money. When I do this for a full week, I only buy the produce I need and then make sure to just eat the right portion sizes of what I already have. Tip number 2, meal plan. Every Saturday, I sit down and spend 30 minutes creating our meal plan for the family. I plan out what we will have for each meal and all of our snacks. This helps me save when I go to the store because I'm more focused. I start with meals made out of what I already have in the house and then go from there. Next, I take my meal plan and create my grocery list, and I'm very specific about the quantity I need. I only buy what's on my list when I go to the store and don't allow myself to buy any impulse buys. This helps me stay healthy and on my budget. Tip number 3. Utilize the farmers markets. A lot of people talk about how eating healthy is expensive, but that is true only if you aren't smart about it. Find your local farmers markets and eat what's in season. In the fall, apples tend to be cheaper. In the winter, broccoli and squash are where it's at. Depending on where you live, the summer is full of fresh berries that you can get for a cheap price. Find a market near you and shop there for your produce. Not only will it be less expensive, but it will be local and better for the environment. Tip number 4, be boring. One thing I will share is that I eat almost the same thing daily. I have about 3 breakfasts, 3 lunch, and 3 dinner meals that I put into my rotation. At first, I thought this would get really boring, but I found that it helps me stay on track and saves me money. If you're making a different dinner nightly, then you need to have on hand a bunch of ingredients. If you choose to make 3 dishes a week, you can make enough the first time to just heat up the next time. If you aren't big on leftovers, you can do the same thing, but just make it fresh. Tip number 5, buy whole foods. Many times people say it costs more to eat healthy because they're buying convenience foods. When you shop, shop the perimeter of the grocery store and avoid the aisles. Just because something says fat-free doesn't mean it's healthier for you. A box of organic cookies will cost you $5.99, but if you use whole foods to cook your own, they'll cost around $1.50 for the same amount. The less convenience foods you buy, the better your body and wallet will feel. And lastly, tip number 6, buy in bulk. Most weeks, I do my shopping at bulk and wholesale stores because it winds up being so much cheaper. We will sometimes get produce there, as long as I have it planned to use during the week so it doesn't go bad. Things such as egg, milk, and nuts are so much cheaper in bulk. Most health food stores also have a bulk section where you can get rice, wheat, and nuts at a cheaper price. I hope these tips help you on your start to a healthier and more financial savvy you. Remember, eating healthy doesn't have to break the bank. You'll find when you eat healthier, you can save money, not only on grocery bills, but in future doctor bills too. You just listened to the post titled, 6 Tips for Eating Healthy on a Budget by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. I really appreciate that last sentence. One of the biggest excuses I get from patients is I can't afford to fill in the blank, eat healthy, join a gym, start exercising, whatever. And the counter to that is, well, you're either going to think about paying for it now, or you're going to probably end up paying more for it later in hospital bills, medications, doctor visits, you get the idea. So why not maintain the health you have now and or prevent disease later, which will actually save you much more money if you just invest in yourself now? It took me a while to figure out all these little tips and tricks to save money. As Kara mentioned, she used to buy produce in bulk. I used to do the same thing and then found a lot of that went to waste. So now I'm very careful about what I buy in bulk. Non-perishable items, house cleaning supplies, foods that I can freeze for a while, those are the items I typically purchase in bulk. Oh, and if I wander the grocery store aisles, I will buy impulse items. It just happens. And as Kara mentioned, I like to meal plan, and then I make sure that I stick to my grocery list based on the meals that I plan, and then stick to that list when I'm at the grocery store. Otherwise, I am vulnerable to some impulse buys too. And if you're just starting on this path, her advice to be boring is actually really, really good. This is because too many choices hinder us from taking action. So if we actually limit the number of choices of meals we give ourselves each week, we're more likely to take action. This is because if we get more than 3 choices, our brains get bombarded and we can't really make a great decision. You gotta love the human brain. More than 3 choices, our brains cannot compute. They just get overwhelmed. And so if we limit the choices, we're more likely to take action. With too many choices, our brains get overwhelmed, and then we're less likely to take the right path. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.